USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda on Thursday. Congressional leaders announcing the solemn event in a statement.
Throughout his life, Bob Dole redefined and elevated what it has meant to be a public servant.
Opening the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praising Dole's character and calling him a great statesman. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announces the United States will boycott the 2022 Winter Olympics in Beijing in February by not sending any representatives of the U.S. government. Psaki says American athletes still have the support of the government behind them.
The athletes on Team USA have our full support. We will be behind them 100% as we cheer them on from home, but we will not be contributing to the fanfare of the games.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
FedEx is bracing for a holiday business boom. Today is expected to be the company's busiest of the holiday period. A company official telling CNBC many people began their Christmas shopping back in October because of supply chain fears, which is different than years past. The pause on federal student loan payments is set to end after January 31st. The pause, initiated under former President Trump when COVID-19 first surged back in March 2020, it was extended by President Joe Biden throughout 2021. Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer is calling for another extension.
If we don't extend the pause, interest rates just pile up, students owe a fortune. And with Omicron here, we're not getting out of this as quickly as we'd like.
At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 647 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
New York Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez cast doubt on the existence of smash-and-grab robberies around the country, saying on Twitter, a lot of these allegations of organized retail theft are not actually panning out. Walgreens, among other retailers and lawmakers, pushing back on her remarks, arguing organized retail theft is one of the most significant issues plaguing its company specifically. Jamie McBride is a former detective in Los Angeles. He tells Fox News, AOC is off base.
It is so violent. We're telling people don't visit because we don't think we can keep you safe right now. AOC, is she living with her head buried in the sand? It's ridiculous. People like her and the rest of the squad who are just clueless on what's going on in the United States. There's rampant crime everywhere. And in fact, Los Angeles is like the movie Purge. But instead of 24 hours to commit your crime, they have 365 days.
The investigation into the tragedy that took place at a Michigan high school continues.
A third party will investigate events at Oxford High School leading up to Tuesday's school shooting that left four students dead and six other students and a teacher wounded. Oxford School Superintendent Tim Throne said he's called for the outside investigation because parents have asked questions about the school's version of events leading up to the shooting.
Katie Lewis reporting from our USA Radio News Midwest Bureau. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.